North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has visited an airbase in eastern Russia, where he inspected Russian bombers. Kim arrived in the Russian city of Artyom by train, where he was greeted by officials and a line of children waving flowers, who cheered upon his arrival. He then travelled to an airport near Vladivostok, where Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu gave him a tour. Kim was given an up-close look at Russia's strategic bombers and other warplanes. All the Russian warplanes shown to Kim were among the types that have seen active use in the war in Ukraine. Experts said potential military cooperation between the two countries could include efforts to modernize North Korea's outdated air force. I'm Karen Chamas.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.